Hello, and welcome to the Fighting Moose Podcast. I'm your host and narrator, Jason Hendrickson. This is a podcast where we tell stories, some fictional and some historical, that can be enjoyed by people of all ages. Now, I don't need to tell you what's going on if you have listened to the past few episodes, but if you haven't listened to the past few episodes, we are hanging out in Greek mythology. Today, we are going to read the story of what led to the Siege of Troy, from the book Stories from the Iliad, written by Jeannie Lang. I also have to follow up a statement from last episode with a warning about the series that I have been reading, The Daughter of Sparta, by Claire Andrews. I don't know if I noticed it before, but it seems as soon as I recommended the series in my last episode, I heard a few curse words and some maybe not so nice things in the book. So, if you are a parent listening to this with your child, or you are a younger person listening, please use discretion in choosing and reading your books. I always try to keep things clean and G-rated here on the podcast, and I try to do that with my recommendations as well. Now, let's turn to today's story. I hope you enjoy. Let's begin.
Liftoff! We have a liftoff!
Choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
The story of what led to the Siege of Troy. In the deep forest that clothes Mount Ida, not far from the strong city of Troy, Paris, son of King Priam, watched his father's flocks by night. Suddenly, through the dim woods, he saw a light, as if the golden sun and silver moon shone both together. And lo, in the radiance of this light, there stood before him the three fairest of the goddesses, queenly Hera, wise Athena, and lovely Aphrodite. Like music stealing through the trees came the soft voice of Hera. Of all mortal men art thou the most beautiful, Paris, and to thee do we come for judgment. Tell us which of us is the fairest of all, and to that one whom thou so deemest give this golden apple. So spake Hera, and placed in the hand of Paris an apple of purest gold. Again she spake, "If to me, Hera, queen of goddesses, and wife of mighty Zeus, king of all the gods, thou dost grant the prize of loveliness, power immeasurable shall be thine. King shalt thou be of the lands where the gray dawn rises, and king even to where the red sun goes down. 100 peoples shall call thee lord." She was silent, and the voice of Athena, fair and pure as a silver moonbeam, broke the stillness of the starless night. "To me award the prize," she said, "and wise as the gods shalt thou be. With me as thy friend and guide, all things will be possible to thee." Last of all, standing in a rosy light, as of the dawning sunlight in the spring, spoke Aphrodite. "What are power and wisdom, fair Paris?" she pled. "Wisdom and power bring no joy at last. I will give thee love, and for thy wife thou shalt have the fairest woman in all the world." And Paris, the melody of her voice still in her ears, as he gazed spellbound on her face of wondrous beauty, handed to Aphrodite the golden prize. So was it that the wrath of the gods came upon Paris, son of Priam. For Hera and Athena, filled with rage, vowed to be revenged upon Paris and all his race, and made all the gods pledge themselves to aid them in their vengeance. Across far seas sailed Paris, with Aphrodite as his guide, to Sparta, where Menelaus was king. A brave king was Menelaus, and happily he lived in his kingdom with Helen, his queen, fairest of all women. One child they had, a little maid Hermione. When to Sparta there came Paris, with eyes blue as the sea, and hair that gleamed like gold on his purple robe, gallant and brave, and more beautiful than any mortal man, glad was the welcome that he had from Menelaus. And when Paris gazed on Helen's face, he knew that in all the world there was no woman half so fair as the wife of Menelaus. Then did Aphrodite cast her magic upon Helen. No longer did she love her husband, nor did she remember little Hermione, her own dear child. When Paris spoke to her words of love and begged her to flee with him and to be his wife, she knew only that she loved Paris more than all else. Gladly she went with him, and in his red proud ship together they sailed across the green waves to Troyland, where Mount Ida showed her snowy crown high above the forests. An angry man was Menelaus when he found that Paris had stolen from him the fair wife who was to him as his own heart. To his elder brother Agamemnon, overlord of all the Greeks, he went and told his grievous tale. And from far and wide did the Greek hosts gather, until 100,000 men and 1,100 fourscore and 6 ships were ready to cross the seas to Troyland. Many were the heroes who sailed away from Greece to punish Paris and his kin, and to bring back fair Helen to her own land. Few there were who came home, for 10 long years of woe and of spilling of blood came to the men of Greece and of Troy from the fatal beauty of Helen the Queen. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Fighting Moose Podcast. Please join us next time as we read another exciting story. Today's music was provided by the artist Analog by Nature, and the audio clips were provided from NASA. For more information, to download and or listen to audio or materials from all our recordings, or to contact us, please visit www.thefightingmoose.com, or you can follow links in the show notes. And as always, try and do